This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
Hello and welcome to The Forum. My guest on this weekend show is Macoupin County Clerk Pete Duncan. Welcome to the show, Pete.
Thanks for having me.
Pete, today our topic of discussion is going to be voting machines for Macoupin County and possibly some voting changes. And first off, we'll talk a little bit about recently you approached the Macoupin County Board concerning new voting machines for the county. And if you could maybe give us a little background on what's going on concerning the voting machines.
Sure, absolutely. So about a year ago is when I started the conversation with the county board about looking at getting some new voting machines. The ones we have right now were initially bought by the county back in 2004 and went into use then. The company that manufactures them said, you know, they'd probably go for a good 8 years. So we're well past that mark. In fact, we're fast approaching double that mark. And the machines are starting to show their age. They're starting to break down a little bit. We're having to lease some extras to have on hand on election day because, you know, we're having issues where they, like back at the April election, I had one that just wouldn't start in the morning. We had one that went down right after they got going. So we're having some issues, and it's causing, you know, problems for judges working at the precincts, causing some issues for voters because, you know, no one likes to have to put their ballot in the side of the ballot box instead of running it through the machine and seeing it go through the machine themselves. And, you know, we're having issues with candidates where we had a recount because down in Staunton there was an alderman's race decided by one vote. Both machines in Staunton went down over the course of the day, and the candidate that didn't get the most votes, you know, wanted to do a recount because he wanted to make sure that every single vote counted. So we're having a lot of issues, and it's probably time to look at getting some new ones to make sure folks have confidence that their vote's going to count on election day.
Is your proposal to get all new machines, or is this a phase-in project? Sort of how you got that laid out?
So this proposal would be all new machines because the way these machines work, you know, we can only get certain types of machines. They have to be certified by the State Board of Elections. They have to meet certain requirements in terms of security because that's always an issue now. And it's basically kind of an all-or-nothing approach. You can't, you know, replace half of them now and maybe do half a few years later due to the fact that the systems are just so unique and complicated and set to the individual machine. So it would be a nightmare on election night if half the precincts had one machine and we were dealing with that system and then the other half had a different one. So this plan would have all new machines for every precinct.
The expense, as you say, a lot of technology, a lot of security, I'm sure, is pricey?
It is definitely pricey, yeah. You know, when you think of if you go get, you know, like a new iPad, that's can usually run you anywhere from $1,000 to $1,500. So these machines cost about $4,000 a piece, which is a lot, but when you think of the fact that they've got a lot of pressure on them and that they've got to be right because we want to make sure every vote's counted, you know, we don't want to skimp on it. But the good part of this plan and part of why it's taken a year to get from first discussing it to actually hopefully voting on it is, you know, we've developed a plan that's going to cover all the costs without adding any additional money to the budget, which, you know, I think is pretty significant in the times we're living in terms of budgets and making sure everything's balanced.
How many machines are we talking about, and sort of how is your budgeting for how these would be paid for?
We currently have 61 precincts, and we have about 45 polling places. And each polling place has one tabulator. That's the machine that everybody puts their ballot in, and one touchscreen that, you know, some folks can vote on and that is required anytime there's a federal race on the ballot. So the new plan would be we would be eliminating some precincts, getting our precincts a little bit closer to having the same number of voters in each one, and then utilizing those savings because we wouldn't be paying for the same amount of judges, we would have less machines, et cetera, to help pay for the cost of the new machines.
I know it was years ago not that many, but a few years ago, there was a proposal floated about reducing precincts in the county, as we have done already a few precincts. But what kind of feedback is going on concerning the, quote, possible reduction of precincts?
Yeah, so, you know, there's certainly folks, anytime you talk about change, they're hesitant. They don't, you know, if it's been working, why try to change it? Which I certainly understand. But there's also a lot of folks, I think, that when you think about it, in 2004, when we bought these current machines, one out of 20 voters were voting before Election Day because there was no early voting. And to vote by mail, you had to have an excuse. In the 2018 general election, we were down to one out of five voters are voting before Election Day because of early voting and vote by mail. Based on my projection, I think we're going to be to at least one out of four voters are voting before Election Day, meaning they won't be showing up at the precincts or the polling places by 2020. It doesn't make a whole lot of financial sense to me, and I think a lot of people are agreeing, that if we've got to find the money to buy new machines, and I think we do, why would we be paying the same amount of money for the same amount of judges and the same amount of precincts as we were when a heck of a lot more people were showing up at polling places? And, you know, if the plan were to go through the way I've got it proposed, none of the precincts that are being combined would be any bigger than Brighton 3, which is currently our largest precinct at 1,400 voters. So, and, you know, those judges love it. They say they're busy all day, but there's never a line. Things are going great. So I feel pretty confident that there shouldn't be any issues if this plan went through.
What or do you have at this time targeted certain precincts or areas that you think could be consolidated or so forth?
Yeah, absolutely. So if folks want to look at it themselves, they can always go to MacoupinVotes.com, and there's a link right on the homepage to learn more about the county's plan to combine precincts and get new machines. But overall, if you are a single township, so like North Otter, Hilliard, something like that, your precinct's not changing, your polling place wouldn't change. So that's a big swatch of the county right there that wouldn't be changing. But any township that has more than one precinct, other than Staunton, is probably going to see some type of change. Staunton, there just wasn't a way, based on the number of people that are down there and how their precincts are already laid out, to do any combining. So, you know, Verdon would be going from four precincts to two. Girard would go from two to one. Millwood would go from two to one. Carlinville would go from six to five. Gillespie would go from six to two. Cokie would go from five to two. Mount Olive would go from six to two. Dorchester would go from two to one. And then Bunker Hill and Brighton would go from three to two. And Shipman would go from three to one.
And that would save about how many, say, precincts or machines to be purchased for a precinct?
Yeah, so we would be going from 61 precincts down to 40. And we would be getting rid of or not need to purchase about 11 more machines than if we had the current plan based on polling places.
I was wondering, too, maybe this doesn't come into play, but I know in many elections you have where you're sort of like the mobile unit. You go to various communities and stuff. Would you be thinking of something like that, of having those special voting days for maybe like places that consolidated?
Yeah, you know, we basically try to get all around the county as it is. So yeah, we would definitely be looking at trying to make sure we get everywhere we've currently been, and if there is an area which we don't currently, you know, vote at, try to get there as well. But you know, we're basically everywhere from Staunton to Palmyra and Verdon to Brighton as it is. So yeah, those folks would have, you know, an early vote opportunity in their area.
You mentioned when this would go to a vote, and you meaning a vote, I guess, of the county board. Sort of what is this timeline? Because I think your projections are you want to have the, if you get them, the new machines online for the 2020 presidential?
I do, yeah. And ideally, I want to have them in place for the March primary because I'm anticipating that the November election next year, the turnout will be just through the roof, and so I don't think introducing new machines in that election would be great. So ideally, the county board's got to make the decision on both the purchase of the machines as well as the way to pay for it. So I'm hoping they're going to approve my plan of how to pay for it without adding anything to the budget at the July meeting, so we'd have plenty of time to get everything changed, get folks new voter cards so they'd have the ability to see if their precinct and polling place has changed, and have everything ready to go for the March primary.
And Pete, again, if you'd like to give that web address or how other people can find out the information concerning maybe the proposed changes, go right ahead.
Yeah, so it's on our election website, which is MacoupinVotes.com. And right on the homepage, there's a line that says, click here to learn more about the county's plan to buy new machines. So it's got some videos of what the new machines we're looking at, what they would be like, kind of walks folks through how I'm planning to pay for it. It's got maps of the precincts that would be changing, list of polling places that would potentially change, and a litany of information for anybody interested.
Maricopa County Clerk Pete Duncan, thank you for joining us on the Forum Program.
Thanks for having me.
And you can join us again next weekend for another edition for WSMI. I'm Rick Davis.